and our trucks were good old Model T Fords.
So then, anyway, you got by 1928, the old trail was abandoned, and the Circle City Fairbanks Steese Highway was officially open, right?
Not officially. It didn't officially open until 1928, but it was usable. The O'Leary and Jewell freighted on the highway on the right of way. It was just like you can go on an old wood road today. That's about the closest comparison that I can make to what it was, except that it was brushed out. It was a right of way, is all it was.
Then they kept working on that road until it became pretty passable, right?
Yes, they did. In 1929, we had broke the road through to Circle City. We were camped 5 miles this side of Circle at that time, about the same size camp, about 45 to 55 men. And then we re-graveled. We put a real coat of washed river gravel on the road at that time, which made it a very, very good gravel highway.
But you got your gravel from the other side, or the Circle City side of Birch Creek, right?
Well, we had gravel in different pits all the way along. There was one crew was always experimenting, trying to find a better source of gravel.
There still are today.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a big gravel pit's gone in behind Central there. But they have an advantage now. They bring in those big crushers and make their own gravel.
Yes, as long as they have rock nowadays. I've been out of the road commission business for many, many years.